Here is the news. People's Consultative Assembly Speaker Ahmad Muzani has said that President Prabowo Subianto's diplomatically statued moves and advocacy at international forums have helped boost Indonesia's global image. As an example, he cited the president's speech at the recent St. Petersburg International Economic Forum 2025 in Russia, where he reaffirmed Indonesia's non-aligned stance and clarified his absence from the G7 summit in Canada. Speaking to the press at the parliamentary complex in Jakarta on Wednesday, Muzani said that Prabowo successfully leveraged the international event to draw global attention to Indonesia's position. Housing and Settlements Minister Marwara Siraid has stated that financial support worth 130 trillion rupiah prepared by Danantara Indonesia Investment Management Agency for the housing sector reflects Indonesia's self-reliance. He remarked in Jakarta on Wednesday that funding from Danantara serves as a testament to the ability of the Indonesian nation to stand on its own feet on par with other nations around the globe under President Prabowo Subianto's administration. Siraid emphasized that this substantial budget allocation reflects the government's determination to achieve the target of building and renovating 3 million homes annually to improve the quality of life of people across the country. That's the news.
Ku kecup keningmu, bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Engkau tahu aku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi membuang sepi. Sejenak perjalanan, oh, oh, oh. Dan biarkan ku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu. Oh, oh. Barangkali di tengah telaga ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi. Izinkanlah tengah telaga. Ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin butuh kursus merangkai kata semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam dan membesu. Ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang aku sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu. Mungkin Sabtu nanti ungkap semua isi di hati, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam dan membesu. Ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang bergerak, ada pelangi di bola matamu, seakan memaksa dan terus memaksa. Aku sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu.
What is this food?
Its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai Siput. The typical food of Riau is also called Gulai Cipui or Lengkitang.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Thank you.
hati Anda, aduh sayang. Janganlah beri bunian, wahai ketimun bungku. Esok subuh masih ayam berkuku.
Jatuh cinta kepadamu, saat pertama bertemu. Salahkah aku terlalu mencintai tak mungkin mencintai aku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu. Cinta pada pandangan pertama ya, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti. Langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu. Cinta pada pandangan pertama ya, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti.
www.voynews.id. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, you know, the Indonesian government is targeting to officially launch operations on the drone-like air taxis in Nusantara in 2028. Ehang 216 S air taxis will be deployed in Nusantara. Ehang 216 air taxis will be deployed in Nusantara, which is currently being developed in East Kalimantan province, as part of efforts to create a modern and technologically advanced urban environment in Indonesia's future capital. Bambang Susatyo, a member of the House of Representatives, said during a trial of the autonomous aerial taxis in Tangerang, Banten, that to aim in this designated Ehang, he said, aims to designate Ehang as a modern means of transportation that ferries people from one point to another in Nusantara. The target is to start operating Ehang as a modern mode of transportation in Nusantara, as the city is being developed as an international city. Bambang Susatyo, who is also chairperson of the Indonesian Motor Association, highlighted that the plan to operate Ehang 216S taxis aligns with the government's goal of making Nusantara a smart and sustainable city, as the taxis run on electricity and are equipped with advanced technology.
Disalahkan
itu pasti.
Pulang deh, lo jangan ikutin gue terus dong.
Aku harus
Listener, Batam is a strategic city which borders the country of Singapore and Malaysia. Besides being known as an industrial city, Batam is also known as a city of culture with a variety of interesting heterogeneous inhabitants. This has also become an identity of Batam, which should always be maintained and not lost amid globalization and modernization. A tradition which is almost extinct and forgotten is the Shafar Bath. Listeners, Shafar Bath is a tradition that has existed since centuries ago in the city of Batam. However, currently only people of Teri in Sambau, Longsar district, who still keep and practice it. Shafar Bath is a tradition of taking a bath or dipping in the water together, held once a year in the month of Shafar in the Islamic calendar. For your information, Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country, so many people still use Islamic calendar. Shafar Bath is carried out at low tide on the last Wednesday of the month of Shafar. Various preparations are made before the bath, like preparing basoh rice, that is, yellow rice or rice mixed with turmeric and white rice, brede and cigarettes. Mr. Seno, a community leader as well as the inheritor of Shafar Bath tradition, said,
"Rice is the symbol of life. In the past, they never ran out of rice, the symbol of livelihood. That was their advice. So the white rice, it's what today's people would say, vote in honesty. Then the yellow rice is a symbol of somebody who has been elevated to a certain position in the society. Today, it's someone who has been successful, but still remember those with lower position than him."
Preceding Shafar Bath, people will follow the Bedak Langi ritual. Bedak Langi or Langi powder is a mixture of ground rice, sepak tree bark and lime leaves mixed together and then rubbed on the head and hands before they go into the water. The bath is carried out under the Gua Fak, a special container that has been used since ancient times. It is sunk into the water during the bath. It would be better if one dives into the water 3 times, then goes ashore to rinse with water that has been given some prayer for safety. Then it will be continued with a mass prayer on the beach, sitting together on dried palm leaves. After the prayer, the event is closed with enjoying the food prepared by local residents. According to the elders, Shafar Bath is meant as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that Allah has given to man, because with gratitude, humans will be kept away from any disasters and distress. Benefits of Shafar Bath as perceived by Hashim, one of Teri villagers.
Alhamdulillah, there are some benefits as long as we practice Shafar Bath. We have a lot of blessings, health, benefits for all of us. You can imagine the feeling of being safe, peaceful. It's all there. Also family unity.
Not only Hashim who feels the benefit of Shafar Bath, Liz, a mother of 4, who also lives in Teri village, said, after the bath, there is a sense of fun and joy because it has become customary. both men and women, and also the children are all happy. Every year we take shofar bath. Once we do it, there is the sense of fun and joy. Shofar bath is not only for Teri village residents. Anyone can join it. Subhan, for instance, who comes from Palembang and is fluent in Malay, is very pleased with shofar bath, which can provide benefits such as the importance of togetherness.
People around Sambao, especially in Teri village, always remind each other of the importance of a togetherness. That's the lesson that I learned from the shofar bath that they have observed so far.
Listener, shofar bath has become an almost forgotten tradition. Alwi Jamat Mansur said the tradition survives only in Teri village because there are some Malay figures still living there who used to follow and practice shofar bath. Whereas in other areas, most of Malay community leaders do not understand anything about it. They don't even realize that there is such a tradition like shofar bath observed by their ancestors. To preserve shofar bath tradition, according to Alwi, is not the responsibility of a cultural figure alone.
I hope it is not just the cultural figure, but my greatest desire is together we raise it again. All components of the Malay community, so the Malay culture can be raised again and to be preserved.
In addition to maintaining and preserving this tradition, what needs to be done is making shofar bath be better known and have more benefits for the local community. In terms of tourism, for instance, because shofar bath tradition has a great potential as an attraction for tourists who visit Batam, which will ultimately drive Teri economic turnover, especially for the village, Muhammad Zain stated.
Actually, if the tourism site is packaged properly, it will be an interesting event. People will be interested in coming over there, and if they have come, the village will be alive. There will be economic activities.
Listener, to package shofar bath as a tourist object is just a plan that nobody knows when it will be realized, because everything cannot be separated from the role and support of the local government as the policy maker. However, shofar bath will continue to be observed by the Malay community in Teri village, Batam.
Cinta terdapat bahasa yang mengalun indah, mengisi jiwa, merindukan kisah kita berdua yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa bila rindu ini masih milikmu. Hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu, harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku di dalam masa indah saat bersamamu yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa. Pandangan matanya menghancurkan jiwa dengan segenap cinta. Aku bertanya bila rindu ini masih milikmu.
kasih milikmu, ku hadirkan semua. Tanya untukmu, harus berapa lama aku menunggumu, aku menunggu.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.